Colonel Beaver, Reel 8.
The larger part of Yugoslavia, as well as Greece, Romania, and Bulgaria, and of course Albania, had been evacuated by the Germans. And SOE Mediterranean was left with Western Poland, Czechoslovakia, and North Italy. Stop. On the western side of Italy, there was a suitable air base, which we had occasionally used, at Cecina, C-E-C-I-N-A. Not far from Pisa, and therefore within easy reach of the pre-Alpine area where the Italian resistance was most active. So we were able to vacate the Brindisi base, except the Brindisi base. Since the occupation of Warsaw by the Red Army and the liberation of Yugoslavia had reduced the air activity from Brindisi to zero. We decided to merge the unit dealing with North Italy, called Number 1 Special Force, with SOM, and found a suitable headquarters at Siena. And I think that's all. I won't say anything about. We also do the south of France. I think is much better dealt with by somebody else. It wasn't important for SOE, although it was a great success in a way. So I think that's probably about. If you don't want me to say anything about the Far East. Would you one of the main problems of the relations between an organization such as SOE or OSS stroke SO, because they're also SI, was to decide how and when the situation had developed where operations of an SO character were being transformed into regular military operations or something equivalent thereto. In the British system, in World War II, the commandos, combined operations, or the Special Air Service, SAS, ought to be the other way around, were halfway between resistance movements which in their essence were a rebellion by the citizens of the country concerned. The final stage in France was a good example. Where there was a French resistance movement plus British SOE and American OSS, all being coordinated by an Anglo-American-French unit at Allied Force Headquarters. Stop. We followed the same system in the final stages of North Italy. Stop. I doubt whether in any war this problem will benefit much from consideration of past history, but it is to my mind self-evident that the work of resistance, which starts underground, in plain clothes, and in the utmost secrecy, will grow and transform itself in suitable geographical areas into a semi-irregular and finally will give way entirely to the regular services.